Track 14, page 57.
Hi, Dad.
Glad you were able to make it tonight.
To be honest, Dad, they've announced a snowstorm warning for tonight. I told Cedric that we should do it another evening, but he insisted.
I don't think that it's going to be that bad. We've been trying to set a date for so long, so we couldn't turn you down at the last minute.
Actually, I heard that strong winds are picking up around 3 in the morning, but the snow is probably going to hold off until tomorrow. Anyway, you'll be home before it gets worse.
I'm happy that you've invited us over, but I've been so tired lately.
Have you been eating and sleeping enough?
Eating? Yes. Sleeping? No.
You know how much she enjoys staying up late and watching stories on urban legends and horror movies.
I haven't been watching that much. I watched a vampire film about 4 days ago.
Every time you do that, you can't sleep well for a couple of days after.
Do you have nightmares?
Sometimes. Sure, I get scared. But I love the suspense and the adrenaline.
Horror films and thrillers are fun to watch or read about, but not if you take them too seriously. Otherwise, you'll have bad dreams. You need to take a break from watching such stories.
What was the last book you read? Wasn't it a vampire story as well?
Yes. It takes place in Cumberland, England. According to documented accounts, this incident may have really happened. The Fisher family owned an estate and rented the ground floor to the Cranswells, one sister and two brothers. Amelia, the sister, decided to go to bed early one summer day. As she was looking out of her window, she suddenly noticed two flickering lights in the distance, between the lawn and the churchyard. As the lights came closer, she realized that they weren't lights, but the eyes of some disgusting, horrible creature, a vampire. Amelia was scared to death and just froze on the spot.
What happened next?
It was coming in the direction of her bedroom window. She figured the vampire knew she was watching, so she quickly ran to the door. Just then, something started scratching at the window. She turned around and saw a face with deadly eyes staring right into hers.
Now you have me in suspense. What next?
In a panic, Amelia jumped back into her bed and watched as the creature clawed at the window and reached inside to unlock it. It entered the room in a flash and attacked Amelia by sinking its teeth into her throat.
I guess that she let out a scream for help.
Of course, her brothers burst into the room, but saw no vampire. One brother stayed with Amelia, while the other went out to see what happened. Following the tracks, he came to the churchyard wall.
Did the vampire come back?
Well, after treating Amelia's wounds, a doctor suggested a long vacation. They all went to Switzerland, but soon returned. The vampire reappeared after a couple of months. One dark night, Amelia heard a scratching sound at her window, but this time, the window was blocked off. As she got closer to the window pane, she saw the same vampire. She screamed, but her brothers came prepared this time.
What did they do?
They ran outside the front door and shot a bullet at the vampire. They were sure they had hit the creature as it ran to the cemetery nearby.
Did they catch it?
Not right away. The brothers later returned with the townspeople. They went through all the coffins and found one that wasn't destroyed. When they looked inside, they found a corpse with a fresh bullet wound on its leg. They removed the bullet and burned the vampire corpse immediately.
Do you think that this vampire really existed?
I can only believe such a story if I see it with my own eyes.
There are so many urban legends. We can't believe all of them.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to watch a horror film this evening, but I don't think it's such a good idea. You have to get some sleep tonight.